Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and I am delighted to be with you, sharing the Libra Equinox Gateway activations, astrological activations that are available to us throughout this new season. And I wanted to start with a very short Rumi poem that Tara Brach sent out, and I just thought it was perfect for the energy that we're working with. So Tara Brach sent this out. It's a poem by Rumi, and it says, "Be ground, be crumbled up, so wildflowers will grow where you are. You've been strong for so many years. Try something different. Surrender." So I think I can just end it our now, because that's really the energy that we're working with. So I hope that that poem is nourishing for you. There's a lot going on as usual at this Libra Equinox Gateway, which begins on September 22nd at 9:04 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. The equinoxes, though, the energy and the solstices, the energy actually starts coming in a few weeks ahead. And for 3 days before and 3 days after, it's really, really strong. I'm actually recording this on Monday because I want to be just really free to experience the energies Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because the energies are so strong that it's helpful to just be in stillness as much as possible to let them settle and to absorb and assimilate and to really be nourished by the energy. So we have at this Libra equinox, six planets retrograde. We've got Pluto, we've got Saturn, Uranus, Mercury, Jupiter, and Neptune. I have heard some pop astrologers say it's a six planetary alignment. It is not an alignment. When planets are retrograde, it means that they are actually in their orbit closest to the Earth. And kind of imagine, the planets are not actually moving backwards, but if you could imagine two cars on a road and one slows down, it appears as if one is going backwards and one is going forward, and that's what's happening. But what happens energetically when planets are retrograde is that the volume is actually turned up on the energy and the symbolism and the frequency of those planets. And the energy goes really deep inside of us. The intention is for us to go within and realign. And I'm going to talk about that much more, but I'm just going to give you a general a preview of what I'm going to talk about. So I'm going to talk about these six planets in retrograde, and Mercury went into retrograde on September 9th and will go direct on October 2nd. We also have the fourth and final Saturn square Uranus. Just about a, it's very close at the equinox, but it gets exact in early October. And so the energy is really with us all season long, but it strengthens through the first week of October and early into early November. And this alignment has been the signature astrological alignment for 2021 and been present for 2022, and it's getting its fourth and final alignment now. We've got Venus in Virgo opposite Neptune. We've got the Libra new moon just a few days after the equinox on September 25th. And I want to just share with you that the Sabian symbol for this new moon is dawn of a new day reveals everything changed. And that really is a major theme for this season. We also have, I'm going to talk about one more thing, which is that the sun and the planet Mercury are conjunct at 0 degrees Libra. They are exactly together at the equinox. So we've got the soul light of the sun infusing Mercury. Mercury, the mind, our perception, our cognition with new light, with new energy that Mercury, as Mercury moves direct, is going to be bringing into our awareness. There is so much energy right now about shifting perceptions, beginning anew, moving into new territory in our lives. So I'm going to start with talking about these six planets retrograde. When planets are retrograde, it's really about going back over, going within and gaining a deeper wisdom. You know, the guidance is to remain patient and flexible and fluid as we navigate a lot of unknowns, unpredictability, delays, and disruptions that are often part of the retrograde experience. But that's also true with some of the other alignments that are happening now. So it's all about managing your frustration, not taking it personally. If things are moving at a slower pace than you would like, it isn't necessarily really about you personally. So really, this is an invitation to be allowing, to become more fluid, letting go of control, surrendering. But when we think about retrograde planets, we think about all the re-words, and this can be kind of helpful for you. It's about reviewing, releasing, remembering. Retrogrades invite us to go really deep inside, to research, reassess, rewire, repair, reconsider, to ask yourself, is this plan that I had still in alignment with who I am today, what I need, what I value, what I want? And what is the information that I need to move forward? There's a lot of deep research that's often goes on in a retrograde. If you have something you want to create in your life, this is a time to really look into all those programs and to not jump into things. Some people say that when there's this much retrograde energy that you shouldn't make decisions, and I do not agree with that. It's just about careful consideration, not jumping into things without considering them first. And to really reconsider things like, is this plan that I had coming from an old program where I think I should do this, or my family said this was, or the culture, or the old paradigm? Or is this something that's really going to be nourishing for me right now? And if so, what do I need to bring forth? And so we also see in this time in the world, a lot of research, a lot of digging deep into things, a lot of new innovative processes that are on the precipice of really becoming much more mainstream are still sort of in that incubation phase. And you can certainly see this with many of the legal issues that are happening, that there's a lot of research happening. So this fall is about making big choices that will affect the foundation and structure of our lives. And so this is an opportunity to pause and to gather the information you need to make wise choices, to reclaim your relationship to your authentic self, and to own what has been seeded, what has been already healed within you, what is complete, and to allow yourself to become so fluid so that the challenges that you may have been facing can shift and resolve. It really is about flowing, moving into your heart space below your mental body, checking in with yourself, accessing your guidance, slowing down so that you can do this. You know, on the world stage, when there's a lot of retrograde planets, There is a lot of research and details that are being gathered, and a lot that's being revealed. We are still in the midst of shocks and awe about the, you know, what's happening in the world, and waking up to paradigm shifts. And that brings me to this fourth activation of Saturn and Uranus. Both of these planets are retrograde while they are making their fourth aspect with one another. So again, these global events continue to shock, to disrupt, break down, delays, truth surfacing, shadow coming up, you know, and we are challenged to stay in our center. And there's a lot of swirling energy that can be very destabilizing right now. And so one of the choices that you are faced with is, do you just let that swirling energy push you around, or do you find the ground of your own being, which is truly what within you is truly unshakable, and to find time each day to connect with that? It really is as simple as choosing to sit under a tree, choosing to lie on the ground, choosing to count your breaths, choosing to focus your mind, to pay attention to how can I bring more kindness, more compassion into my life today? How can I be an agent of beauty today? And then focus on that. Because in Mercury retrogrades, the mind can get very swirly and very active. And it isn't about trying to stop that as much as it is connecting with something that's deeper than your mind and directing your mind, telling your mind, pay attention to this. How can I express my playfulness, my kindness, my patience? So this fourth Saturn-Uranus square, and again, that is building to the first week of October and through November. Let's just review that Saturn is a planet of structure and form. It is the operating system that we have been working with. And what's happening to the structure, and it is about all of the structures, our governments, our schools, our healthcare system, but it is also about our energetic matrix and our mind works and the structure of our own lives. And so we have been dealing with shakeups of structures that no longer align with what we are birthing. We are in the midst of radical reinvention of old structures, and we are being invited to embody our uniqueness, to find ways to ground and embody all of the new frequencies that have been coming through, and to make them practical. Saturn says, make it practical, make it work. It is about liberating ourselves from the places of unconsciousness that have been woven into the foundation of our beings, things that have been passed down from generation to generation. We are being invited to liberate ourselves from control programs and beliefs that really don't support us. This square is making it really clear. It's, many of you are probably aware of what I'm talking about in your own lives, seeing like this isn't going to work anymore. And it's never been easier because of this dynamic to shake loose free from this and to choose to embody some of these Uranian energies that are coming in. So Uranus is the great awakener and assists us in making quantum leaps in our evolution. Uranus is associated with crystal light, change, breaking free, rewiring. Uranus has to do with events of extreme novelty. that assist us in jumping into, some would say, a new timeline, shifting into the new Earth timeline. Uranus is multidimensional. It is associated with lightning bolts of awareness that shed light on where we've been unconscious. I am imagining that many of you have had some of these experiences of, oh my goodness. I'm just trying to think of an example. I'm going to give you an example from my life that actually had to do. I'm visiting my mother in Montauk. I have spent a lot of time with her this summer, and I've noticed that she does not hydrate enough. In fact, what I like to say about Uranus being this electrical energy that is rewiring us, you need more fluid in your system in order for that, and you need more minerals in order for that electricity to ground. So anyway, yesterday my mother and I took like a 6-mile walk at the beach, and then we went out to dinner and we had cocktails, and she didn't eat very much and she really didn't drink very much, so she was super dehydrated. And I've been talking to her throughout the summer of hydration, the importance of hydration. And she's been, you know, yesing me. And after we had this delicious meal together, at the end of the meal, her eyes rolled up into her head and she collapsed into my arms. And actually in that moment, I thought, is she dying in my arms? And I was saying prayers and telling her I loved her and, you know, all is well, but also calling, you know, we called 911. And it turned out, she came to about a minute later, that what had happened is that she had become extremely dehydrated and her blood pressure had dropped dangerously low. And so when she started to drink more water, her blood pressure started to come up. So that was an experience of a wake-up call, right? Like that you cannot continue to be dehydrated and expect that things are going to be okay, that the result, Saturn is all about, here are the results of your actions that might not be working. And it starts in big technicolor screen showing us. And so we have these novel experiences. My mother's, you know, 84-year-old, extremely healthy. And all of her life, she's kind of limped by hardly drinking any water. And all of a sudden, it isn't going to work anymore. And interestingly enough, the EMS guy said to her, beautiful older women like you are like flowers and you need to be watered to bloom. And that was the perfect metaphor for her, because my mother loves to take care of her garden and she loves to water all of the beautiful flowers on her deck. And so she can keep that image that she is a beautiful flower that needs to be watered. And so again, that was an experience of extreme novelty, sudden and shocking, that woke her up to the reality of just needing to take care of herself by hydrating more. So that is just an example of how Uranus can sometimes wake us up, disrupting our patterns. Sometimes Uranus wakes us up by giving us incredible visions, insights, like it's not always that rough. It's only that rough if we resist. And in the grand scheme of things, she's okay. I'm okay. All is well. And she's going to be drinking more fluid. So lightning bolts of awareness that shed light on where we have been unconscious. Uranus is associated with frequency, light codes, innovation, the future, freedom. Sometimes Uranus brings shocks and surprises. Sometimes Uranus can be very explosive, volatile. Uranus is associated with disrupting the status quo so that something new can come through. So what is really helpful and beneficial right now? What do you need to shake loose from? What has been woven into the center of your being? Patterns, habits, that is really not supporting you right now, that require a new beginning. And this is true for you as an individual, and it's true for the globe. what do we need to become aware of? And some of the things that we're really becoming aware of in the season of Libra is that we're all connected. You can have a war in the Ukraine, it affects energy supplies all over the world. It affects the food supplies all over the world. It affects the price of grain all over the world, that we can't have something happening in one part of the world and not have it be affecting another. And Libra is all about being in relationship. So Libra is also about equality, justice. The Libra time at the equinox, both the spring, the Libra equinox and the Aries equinox, what's happening is that the sun is rising due east and setting due west, which means it's tracking exactly at the equator, which number one creates equal day and night. And number two, it shifts the magnetic field of the earth. And ancient people knew this and knew this was a time of setting intentions and being in ceremony, because the veils between the worlds would become thin, and it would add power to one's intention and ceremony. Very strong this year because the new moon in Libra is so close to the equinox. It's 3 days later. And then we also have Mercury exactly conjunct the Libra sun at this time. So Libra is about consciously participating in all of our relationships. This sense that we're all in this together, and how can we support one another to find a new balance in this time of such change and shocking realizations and radical realignments and finding new ways of harmonizing and collaborating and becoming more together. How do we create stability? By creating more secure bonds. Libra is very interested in relationship, all my relations. Libra is also very interested in exploring what does it mean to be in conscious relationship with ourselves, with all life, and with one another. Libra is also about the law, fairness, justice, the courts, and legal developments. So those are very strong themes right now. Libra is all about being creators of beauty. Libra is an incarnation of the planet Venus, bringing in beauty and love and valuing all of the voices, all of the diversity on this planet, equally valuing those diverse voices, about love and relating and supporting. So as we are all shifting to a new quality of energy and continually experiencing massive evolutionary jumps that will continue, by the way, for the next 20 to 30 years, we are in a time, kind of a make it or break it time, where we're going to evolve and understand how we are all connected, and how to be in right relationship to the earth and all life, or we're going to suffer the consequences. And I'm very optimistic, by the way, mostly because I understand that this is part of a 26,000 year cycle. And in fact, the solstices and the equinoxes are lined up to the galactic cross. And so at the winter solstice, the sun is at galactic center. And at the summer solstice, the sun is at galactic edge. And during the equinoxes, it's at the galactic poles, and it's called the sacred cross. And it is a part of our galaxy where it's pulsing with light coming in from the divine. So what's happening at the solstices and the equinoxes is just all of this infusion of light pouring in, and our physical bodies and the earth herself are absorbing these nutrients, and we're constantly changing, and we are evolving to a new version of human ourselves. And at the same time, we are having to really release and purify all of the distortions that have gathered from the past epoch, you know? And so the part of our life work is to continually absorb these energies, these light codes, and to make those shifts within ourselves. And first the energy comes in, and then we start to shift our physical reality. And what's happening with the Saturn square Uranus is a really huge pouring in of this energy, but also Saturn is that those old structures that are like, not so fast, you know, get this together, get that together. And also it's that aspect of ourself and our culture that doesn't want to change, that even though the old ways have such distortion in them that we are literally killing ourselves and the planet that we live on. If we ever studied an animal that destroyed its habitat the way we are, we would say, well, that animal is insane. And so we are in the process of clearing out some of the operating systems that have caused that. And some of it is greed and this belief that, you know, people with the most money are the most valuable. And so people race because they don't value themselves to put greed above anything else. I mean, I don't even want to get into this with you. You know what I'm talking about. We're in the process of changing all of that. And so I remain very optimistic because the level of support that we are experiencing is phenomenal. Does that mean we are not going to experience the consequence of our actions and that we are not in the midst of incredibly stressful times? We are. But do I think we're going to completely annihilate ourselves? I don't really believe that. I believe that we are evolving and growing, and that it's a painful process. It's also a liberating process, and we're at different points of each one of us is at a different place of that. And that the more love and kindness and compassion we can bring to this and into the world, and the more we can raise our frequency, the more ease and fluidity there'll be in this process. And it only takes a small percentage of people to be focused on that for it to shift the whole paradigm. And birth is painful, and it is taking, you know, we're shifting to a new epoch. Every indigenous culture's prophecies speak of this time as a time of purification and a time of shift and a time of, massive, massive evolutionary changes that will create a new world. Eventually, it could take generations, but the next 20 and 30 years are pivotal, because if we don't change our behavior, the amount of destruction will be really, I don't even have words for it. So the energy is coming in fast right now, and we are absorbing these changes internally. And we have a lot of pressure right now to wake up, to birth, to bring those innovations into the earth that will actually assist us in rebalancing and repairing our relationship with the earth and her resources. And we're in the process of clearing out those old operating systems that have created so much chaos and injustice and lack of fairness. And we have such profound support. So we've got the North Node in Taurus and Uranus in Taurus. And Taurus is really our relationship with the earth. Taurus is another energy that has to do with incarnating the feminine, because part of the operating system we've been working with has been we're coming out of a time where the divine feminine's been really woven out of the picture, and she's dreaming a new dream, and she's dreaming us. We are her dream. We are the embodiment of the divine feminine, and Uranus is shaking things up and awakening us up to become embodiments of the divine feminine and to simplify, to connect with nature, to slow down, we are being invited with Taurus to live in the present moment and to create with more focus and clarity on what is important and what truly sustains us. And as the world unravels, because unraveling is what is necessary to unravel, to purify, to have all of those shadow aspects just pouring out so that we can see them. One of my mentors, Maria Nema, says, my coaching mentor, if we can see it, we don't have to be it, but we have to choose. We have to make those choices. And Taurus is about that simplicity, that connection to nature, that beauty, that love, bringing love into action, slowing down, and is about stabilizing the new quantum shifts, bringing them into our present moment reality, grounding them, focusing, reminding us to focus our intentions to embody love, kindness, compassion for ourselves, for others. Taurus reminds us to slow down, to receive nourishment, and to acknowledge the nourishment that is available. I saw a book today, and the title was, Don't Just Sit There, Do Nothing. And I thought, that's a very Taurus, Taurus way to be. And that in doing nothing, we're actually doing everything, because we're allowing ourselves to be with our soul instead of our mind. So, focusing on what truly nourishes us, as our external reality is very shaky right now. Our external reality will continue to shift, and it is important to become loyal to ourselves, to those qualities of light, to the quality of heart that are intrinsic to who we are. It's really our only option is to connect with who we truly are, with what is unshakable, what is truly stable, which is our inner light. And since our inner light is always present, you can't really not, it's really about setting your intention and slowing down, putting your hand on your heart, and just breathing. You know, the practice I love is healing with spiritual light that Sandra Ingerman teaches, with this just connecting to that star in your heart, seeing it, and letting that star in your heart expand through your whole being and radiate throughout, and connecting to the light in all life, the trees, the animals, the rocks, the earth, the stars, other beings. When we see the light in all life, we help it to become even stronger. And that's what this Saturn square Uranus is inviting us to connect with while all of this structure changes. So we're choosing to use our energy in new ways. And Saturn is bringing this pressure to grow and to change and to show up, to bring something into physical reality, and to notice what are we bringing into physical reality. So we also have at this equinox, the planet Venus, which is in Virgo, is opposite Neptune, which is a whole another layer of aspecting our light bodies, having to embody new light, to flow and to surrender into it. How we have done things in the past has been imbalanced, and we are clearing this out of our very foundations. And in Neptune, being opposite the feminine, is bringing in this very higher octave of unconditional love, of creativity, of the divine feminine, a higher state of being inviting our imagination to soar, to really connect to transversal personal love, to connect with the visions and the dreams that the divine, our inner divinity, has for us. Dreaming the feminine onward, and the feminine is dreaming us onward. We're getting an infusion from the higher dimensions, and Venus in Virgo, the priestess, is weaving that into physical reality, is inviting us to stay focused on how do we be grounded. Just for today, Virgo is about that practical weaving. Virgo is associated with Spider Woman, who co-creates with divinity to weave the energy, that invisible web of light that connects all of us and that creates reality. She's willing to ground the visions and the dreams into reality. She's willing to do the work. She's willing to do the manifestation. She's willing to tend to the details, to dance the dance, to discern what is needed, what is in balance, what is in alignment with the new earth that we're co-creating together, and what is out of alignment. What do we pull out of the web of life, and what goes in? So we've got this really strong emphasis on the feminine. And at the same time, we've got these planets in the Kuiper belt, also very highly aspected. Selassie, which is a being that is expanding our light bodies. She is very high dimensional being. She is liquid light, liquid love. She is that image of fire on water. She's the feminine aspect of Neptune. She is helping us. She is connected right now at the equinox to Jupiter. So her energy is really expanding. She is like the fifth dimension and beyond, the crystalline light codes that are being beamed in. And so we've got Neptune opposite Venus. We've got Selassie. We've got the creator god, Manue, who is like the birther of new beginnings, the birther of Earths, right opposite the equinox point. So we're really being supported to create new beginnings and to make choices about what will really support who we are now. We have been going through so many energetic changes, so much Kundalini, so much light codes. We've been doing so much clearing and healing and changes. And like I said, this is going to continue, but we kind of have this last push from this, you could say, old order or old way of doing things that is, there's a really strong rush of energy to just surrender and release into what wants to birth through you. And what wants to birth through you is coming from your higher self. And your higher self is connected to these light codes coming from the galaxy that are new, that are supporting you in making changes that in some ways you can't be totally 100% clear about. Some of you are clear, but we're still, you know, the way Neptune works is she'll give, you know, Neptune will give you the next step and the next step, but maybe not 20 steps ahead. And so we're being invited to radically trust our intuition and our guidance and to quiet our minds and to drop into our hearts and to also to really activate relationships in our life and come into relationship with one another, with the earth, with all of life in a new way, and holding the focus on seeding peace, seeding love, seeding kindness, patience, and allowing these new energies to support you so that you can gain clarity about what really supports you now. You are not the same as you were 5 years ago. And so some of the dreams that you had 5 years ago, they are no longer really appropriate. And so we need to just allow what needs to be let go to go, and to be animated and activated by these new visions and dreams that are coming in from way out in our galaxy, way out in the fifth and the sixth and the seventh and the eighth and the ninth dimensions. So take time to rest and repair, and to just for each day, set your intention to embody your kindness, your self-love, your self-compassion, and to take time to connect to the earth and to make relationships a priority in your life, because it's really that time. What time is it? It's that time where we need to be supporting one another, where we create more stability together than we can by ourselves. And to examine some of those relationships, that those soul pods that need to be grown and knitted together. And some of those relationships that, you know, they're no longer appropriate to have in our lives. Making choices. The energy is going to get really stirred up this autumn. We also have eclipse season at the end of October and early November. And in fact, there'll be an eclipse right on Election Day in the United States. And this is going to be a very intense time. Things are going to speed up. And it really is a time of purging, feeling, letting the poison release from the wounds. And so these eclipses in late October and early November are really about releasing collective poison. More secrets coming out, letting the emotions flow without really attaching to them, and letting the old structures collapse, and continuing to find your stability within your own being and with each other. And do not allow yourself to become fragmented or polarized by some of the external events. So we ask for the light codes to be activated, embodied into the temple of our beings in ways that bring peace, in ways that allow us to bring into form the most fulfilling reality possible for the benefit of all life. Thank you.